of Shlaima Melech, who needed to get the Shamir. That's what we were up to. And he was told that the only way to get the Shamir is to get a hold of Ashmedai, who was the king of the Shadim. Ashmedai?
Yeah.
Big time. Big time. He went to Masifta the Rekia. What do you think he was doing there every day? Again, he went to Masifta the Rekia every day. Shadim are a unique creation. Sometimes they're physical, sometimes they're not. They can go to Masifta the Rekia. We'll see later on they have wings. So,
they let him in there.
Well, if he went every day to Masifta the Rekia, I assume they let him in, right? Why would he go if they don't let him in? The Gemara says the Chagiga, they have got to hear what happens upstairs. They're very privy to information that we are not.
They're made out of gas and fire, right?
But they are sometimes get physical. Sometimes they become personal.
They're made out of, like humans, they're made out of gas and fire.
Again, but they can, at their will, turn into human-looking things. As we will see with Ashmedai, every day he went up and came down, drank water, he ate. Mara says, Aichlu v'shaytsu b'nei adam, parim v'ravim k'bnei adam. They procreate like people. Again, it's a little bit, and then all of a sudden they can just disappear. And you don't see them, and they're all around. Okay.
Rambam says they don't exist.
The Rambam says they never existed. Again, he has to deal with all these Gemaras. I don't know how. The Medrash says they were created. Again, the Rambam has to deal with it. He doesn't need my help, but I don't know how he deals with it. Zakti Gemara Vayter. So, so he told him Ashmedai knows. And he has this pin of water, which he seals, and every day he checks the seal, and he drinks the water. So we're up to the Azul Shadre, the Azul. How do I find this? We'll go with lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16th line from the bottom, last word, the Azul. Maybe the Chasim Le the Azul. He seals the pit. Shadre le binyo ben yoyada. So Shlaima Melech sends binyo ben yoyada to get Ashmedai, to capture Ashmedai. Yavle shashulta the chokik ala Hashem. He gave him a chain that Hashem's name is carved into. The askasen, a ring, the chokik ala Hashem. The gavavah de amra, and a shearings of wool. The Ziki the Chamra, and barrels of wine. That's what he gave Binyo. Those were the tools of the trade to catch Ashmedai. Rashi, we're going to do Rashi along. The Gavavah the Amra gives his temer. The Ziki the Chamra, Naidus Yayin. Azul Kari Bari Mitzbiri Mitasori. So Binyo went and dug a pit downhill from where Ashmedai's pit was that had the water. The Shafinu Lamaya. And he made a connection between Ashmedai's pit and the pit that he dug underground. The connection was underground to his lower mountain pit. Meaning he dug a pit a few feet away from Ashmedai's pit and opened a tunnel, an opening between the two pits, and the water would flow into his pit away from Ashmedai's pit and would leave Ashmedai's pit empty. The Sesminu Begavav Adamra, and he sealed it using the sharings of wool, because he's going to fill up the pit with something else. He doesn't want that to leak out. So therefore, he closed off his tunnel, his thing. He filled it up with wool to block more liquid from going through. The Karabiri Miloi, then he dug a pit uphill from where Ashmedai's pit is. The Shevchinu Lechamra, and poured in the wine, the Taminu, and covered that pit. So you couldn't tell that there was a pit there. Salik Yasa Milana. So what happened is, the pit, he dug a tunnel between the uphill pit and the Ashmedai's pit. He got the wine into Ashmedai's pit without touching Ashmedai's seal. And then he filled up his spit. There was no need for it anymore. And Ashmonite's pit is full of wine. The bottom pit is full of water, but it's not necessarily visible. And Ashmonite's pit is full of wine, which is what we want. And he went, sat on a tree. Kiyata, when Ashmonite came down to drink his water, Cyril Lashrinke, he checked his seal, untouched. Gaoye, he uncovered the pit, which he did every day in order to drink. Ashkeche Chamra, and he noticed that it's not water, but this is wine. Now, don't ask me to explain this. I don't know how he thought the wine got there, because that never became in his cheshbon. He said, how did this wine get here? He didn't think of that. He just saw wine. Amar Ksiv, Leitz Hayayin, Haima Shechar. Can I have help with that translation?
Wine breeds mockery. Each wine.
An old...
Madness everyone thunders.
I'm sorry?
Is it the wrong one?
No, the right one. Leitz Yayin. Yayin breeds mockery. Haima Shechar.
Age wine madness.
V'choshay gebalo yechkam. And if you slip and drink it, it won't make you smarter. Uchsev, says another pasuk, Znus v'yayim v'tirash, Znus wine and sweet wine, yikach lev, takes away your heart. Meaning, it's not a good idea to drink wine. Now, Ashmadai didn't know these psukim because Mishlei wasn't written, Hashem wasn't written, but he knew the idea of the psukim, what they were going to say. And he quoted those words, which later on became, which Shlaim HaMelech then transcribed the Mishlei. And Hosea said Benavua. So Kitzachi, he got very thirsty. Lesagile, he couldn't control himself. Ishti, so he drank up the wine. Rava, he got drunk. Vegan, and he went to sleep. So Ashmedai is sleeping, drunk. Nakas Asa. So Ben Yehuda comes down the tree. Shadda Beisheshota, he puts the chain around him. Sasmein, he sealed the chain. Meaning, now Ashmedai is trapped, held by a chain, which Ben Yehuda has the other end. Kiyitzer, when Ashmedai woke up, Havakamafarzo, he was shaking. He was going crazy, trying to get out of the chain. Amalai, Shema Demarach Halach, Shema Demarach Halach. Hashem's name is on you. The chain has Hashem's name. When he heard that, stopped. Hashem's name is on the chain. You don't fight with the chain. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Birvit Asoy ben Bayri Nahar Lamata, downhill, Mibayri Shashvidoi. Shvidu Lamaya, can I shayfi yayin l'chavre? Somebody, or l'chamre, somebody pours wine for his donkey. Herik may, just quoting, Herik may borrow elyon l'techat haktan. He emptied the upper pit into the bottom pit. Derech nekev shenokev v'safo, shvei shtei habayris. Then the hole he made in the boundary between the two pits. Since the Ashmedai's pit was higher, the water automatically goes to its lowest point and went into the bottom pit. That the wine should not leak out. Dug another pit uphill. He then closed both pits, so Ashmedai would not see the creation of two new pits. That's in Parshas told us. He asked Ashmedai, Sire the Gushranke, Umatsu Shalom, and he found it complete. Couldn't control himself. Rabbi Vigonin, he got drunk and fell asleep. Miyol comes down from the tree, Sasme Sagrash Shalish Sav of Savarai, tied the chain around Ashmedai's neck, so Yucha Rashalot says he shouldn't be able to slip his head out. Avakamafarzo, Mishtaga, acting crazy or misasik and working hard, the Natske Meno to remove the chain. The Marach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your master's name is on you, stop. And he stopped.
Point of digging the pit. Ashmedai's going to get thirsty enough to drink the wine anyway. Just leave the wine, get the water out.
What?
He got thirsty enough to drink it anyway, even though he didn't want
to. See, why did he seal his pit every day? So they say he was worried about Gilui Mayim Gmuruyim. So if the seal pit would not be sealed, he wouldn't drink from it because he was worried about danger of death. Now, I don't know how he thought the wine got there, but his pit was sealed. That means no snake got in there, and it was healthy enough to drink. Had he done it, just emptied it out and filled it up with wine, Ashman and I would have gone looking elsewhere because he would have been afraid of the pit of the poison of the snake.
He suspected a trap.
You all need it covered for a snake, not sealed.
He was afraid that man tempered with it, opened it up, and then a snake got there. That's what the Mepharshim say. That's why he sealed it every day. Don't get my right. So now, Kinoketlei Vasi. So Binyol takes the other end of the chain, and he leads Ashmedai. Now Ashmedai is trapped, and he's going with Binyada, and he has the name of Hashem on him, so he's no monkey business. But Mati Dikla, they came to a tree, day tree, Chavbei, palm tree, not day tree, Chavbei, he rubbed himself on it, Shajay, and he knocked down the tree, to show you his brutal strength. Mata Lebeise came by a house, Shajim. He knocked down the house. Just, you know, he pushed his shoulder against it. And it went like that house, that condominium in Florida, whatever it was, that just decided to go down.
Surfside,
right, thank you. Mata Gabikuba, he came to this hut, the Huamilus of a widow, and let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi, the Marech. A little hut. A hut of trappers. A widow lived there. Now, because she came out, she begged him not to push his shoulder against it. I guess she knew that this man, this shade, whoever it is, can knock down her hut. So he bent his. Kaimse means his. What? Pushed his body away not to touch her hut as a favor. Isber ben Grama, he dislocated or broke a bone in his shoulder. Amra hainu dechsev, but lashon raka tishaver garam. Soft words can break a bone. She begged me, so I gave it to her begging, and look what happens to me, I broke my bone. Rashi, istachanan leilim shechmalov shle yachabai, not to rub against the cover of the kaisei. The tarachar v'stalik oivik save of an abayis, he moved the thickness of his shoulders away from the house. The Lashon Raka Tishaber Gomer, Aidei Lashon Raka Shechinit, and she begged, Mana Rach Nishbar Asami, my bone broke. Zakta Gemara Vaita. As a Sarmia Davikori Beurcha, Ashmedai sees this blind person going on the street, going Tali Beurcha, was getting lost, couldn't go on a straight path. Aske Leurcha. So he took the blind person and put him on the correct path. Chaziravia Davikatar Beurcha, so drunk. Again, floundering around in the street, put him on his correct path. The Gemara is going to explain all the actions of Ashmedai, starting with the blind person. It's not going to explain his knocking down the houses. That was just to show, you know, how strong he is. He saw a wedding. People were enjoying themselves at a wedding. Bachi, he cried. He heard a person saying to a shoemaker, "Avadli Masana Leshev Shni, can you make me shoes that last 7 years?" Achich, so he left. Chazahu Kasim Adav Kasim, he saw this person that was giving people witchcraft, you know, advice, telling them the future, astrologers, or whatever it is. Achich, he left. Period. That's the end of his trip. The Trashi. Aske Haleo Le'atreisu L'Aderech, Rabbi Shikar, Aske Haderech, put him to the road. Chazah Chazah, the Mechagdele Roach, Nosses Kalu, Shem Marbem, Simcha Ma'id. They were very happy. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Kimatu Laha, somebody comes to Shloim HaMelech. Le'ailu L'gaboy, the Shloim HaTlasi Yaimi. They did not bring him into Shloim for 3 days. Yaimi Kama, the first day, Amr Luhi says to the people, Amar L'gaboy, Limalka L'gaboy, why is Shloim not calling me? Amr Luhi Ansimishta, he drank too much, and he is can't see people because he overdrank. Shaka Levinasa, so he took some brick, I said a chaverta and put it on top of another brick. Didn't say a word, that's what he did. Asu Amalei Lishleim, and they came and they told Shleimah, Amalei, This is what he's trying to tell you. Give him more drink. I guess if he gets more drink, he'll get healthier. I don't know why. Does Archko say anything why he said to give more drink?
The sickness of the hangover is
relieved
by some additional drinking.
Okay. The Malka, the second day, he said, why isn't the king asking for me? Amalei Anta Malka, he ate too much. Shakala Vinasta Mechavata, he removed the brick from its top of the other brick. I say, Aaron put it in the ground. Keep food away from him, and that will heal him. The Saif Klasi Yaim at the end of 3 days, he came in front of Shlomo. He took a stick, measured it to be 4 amos, and threw it in front of Shlomo. And he says to Shlomo, Migdi, when any person dies, including you, Shlomo, you will only have 4 amos. That's what a dead person gets in a grave. You conquered the whole world, and you won't be satisfied till you captured me? Like, what in the world did you do? You run the world. You need me? That's what you were missing? I don't need anything. I need to build the Beis HaMikdash. I need Shamir. That's why I got you. He's not given over to me. I have no control over him. The Malach in charge of the sea is the one that knows is in charge of Shamir. And he only lets Shamir be used the Tanagula Bara, a wild chicken.
Wild cock.
The Mehemele Ashwasai, that he trusts on a Shua that he will never give Shamir to anybody else. Umay Avid Bay, what does this wild chicken do with the Shamir? Mamtile the Tura de Lesbo Yishuv, he goes to a mountain that is not inhabited, does not have growth on it, no trees, nothing. Manakle Ashina the Tura, he puts it on the rock of the mountain, Pukatura, and the mountain splits because there's a crack because of the Shamir. Mamkit Baisi Bizwani Mildi, he brings seeds from trees. B'shadiha, somebody throws it into the cracks, v'abi yishuv, and things grow, and it becomes an inhabited place. That's what its shamir is used for. It increases vegetation, fruits, trees, all around the things. He goes to places where people can't plant, and he makes it plantable. Rashi. I'm sorry. The wild chicken is called the mountain breaker. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Anse Mishte, Shasa Harbin. Just read him a little bit. Kanya Kona. The Mehmele Ashwasim, Amina Mishwasa, he trusts him. When the chicken swears to bring him back to the star of the there's no way to make a living there. Pakatura, ma'at, it opens a little bit like a crack. And people can feed themselves from there. Right.
Is there only one Shamir?
I can't answer the question. I assume the Shamir doesn't live forever, so there's always a Shamir. So I don't know how many there are, I have no idea. All I know is the only one access to it is this wild chicken. So what happens is, Batkukina de Tanagula Bara, they found a nest of this Tanagula Bara, the Islay bunny that had in it little chicks. The Chavgilakina is Zugisa de Chavyurta, and they covered it with white glass. Kiyasa, when mom check came, wanted to go on top of his chicks. Couldn't go. It was blocked by the glass. So Isis Shamira, so went and got a hold of Shamir. The Isis lay and put it on the glass. So it's a crack. Rama Bekala, whoever was there, it doesn't say this was Binyo, whoever was there screamed. Shadje Shakle, knocked down the bird, took Shamir. And the bird choked itself, because it violated the Tuah. It did not return Shamir to its place. Period. And they got Shamir, and the story will continue. Let's catch up with Rashi. Rashi, Bat Kukina, and Hey Bat Kukina, Choy Bikin, Hechen Yesh Kran, Shodichifas, the Hutarnagalbara, which is this wild cock. I always thought it was a woodpecker, but I have no idea. I don't know what it is. What? Not. Obviously not. What? Can I hear you?
Hoopy.
A hoopy?
I have
no idea. It says what? That this is a hoopy?
I think so.
It could be.
I think it's hoopy.
I don't know what a hoopy is. Whatever a hoopy is.
It's
a tiny girl, Laboro.
It's a double.
He should see them and not be able to enter. To break the glass. The shliach of Shlomo screamed. Okay, so now they have the Shamir. Work can go on, as we will see. And now Binyol goes to Okay, thank you. And a double crown, thank you very much. Dr. Glyer. So now Binyol is going to find out why Ashmedai acted the way he acted on the road. He didn't ask him. Shamir was gotten. Now he has the Shamir. Now he wants to find out what happened. Zuck to Gemara. Amalei Binyol. So Binyol says to Ashmedai, my time with the Chazisa Lahusam Yidavik Tzorb Urchei, Asik Tzorb Urchei. Why, when you saw the blind person lost on the road, you brought him back on the right road? Amalei, Machlazi Alei Berkia the Tzadik Gamer, who? They announced in Shemayim that this blind person is the Tzadik Gamer. Whoever helps him will be Zechel Elam Haba. I want to get Elam Haba. Shade him, getting Elam Haba. Don't ask me why, how, what, when. That's what it says. When my time in Chazisel, who rabbi the Gatai Burcha, when you saw the drunk lost on the road, I stick to the Urcha, you brought him back to the road. I'm going to Michwaz the Alebir Kiyah, the Russia Gummer, who. On him they called out, he's a Russia Gummer. I did him a favor. He should get rewarded in this world, so we can finish him off and get rid of him. Rashi? Why did you worry about him? Why did you get involved? Back lighter. So he asked him, my time in Kazis Lihed was the Bachus. Why did you cry at the wedding? The husband's dying within 30 days. And this lady's going to have to wait for a husband's brother who was just born, and she's going to have to wait 13 years. And therefore it was sad. They don't know. I know what's going to happen. Therefore it was sad. Rashi? The Rashi? Place Rishni. By the name of Achi Avishni Saris, the Yerui Lechalitza. The Yedei Ha'ezeh, Shasid Allah, and Shleshas Rishana. And Ashmedai knew it was a 13-year wait. Either the guy was going to get Shnei Saris late. Whatever it was, Ashmedai knew that it would be 13 years before this woman is freed. And therefore he said, it was sad to me. They're getting married, and this lady has no idea what she's getting into. Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. My time in Kishamata Lahu Gavad Amalei Lush Chavir Avadli Mesalei Lushev Shnin. When you heard the shoemaker say, the person told the shoemaker, make me shoes for 7 years. Achikas, did you laugh? Amalei, who's Shiva Yayma Leslie? He has no 7 days left in his life. Masani Leshev Shnimba, he needs shoes for 7 years. So the Achrenim bring a riot here that people should not use shoes of somebody that died. Because they say, even though he wouldn't wear the shoes, somebody else will wear the shoes. This, why can't he ask for shoes for 7 years? Somebody else will wear the shoes. So he won't wear the shoes. There it is. It's brought down in Kabbalah's form, I think. I think it's based on a Gemara that shoes of a nifter person shouldn't use.
All pairs?
All pairs. Therefore, and therefore, it was not going to be used. That's why Ashman I says he won't shoot for 7 years. He doesn't even have 7 days. Right. That's why I wanted Akhrain to bring this right.
Not just the pair of shoes that he was wearing when he died?
No. All shoes.
Whether he wore them or not?
I don't know. I'm not here to pass the child. I don't know. But I know that the meaning is that nobody wears shoes of a dead person. And that's it's a Kabbalah thing, I think. But it doesn't make a difference. They make a rhyme from this Gemara.
So in other words, when people... Okay.
My time in Kechazis is who kissed me without a custom achichus. When you saw this fortune teller telling people their fortune, why did you laugh? The man was standing on a treasure of the king underground. Why doesn't Lixa Maideka too say, if he knows all these things, why doesn't he know what's right under him? He's a phony. He's a phony. So it's funny. He's talking about how people are going to, and it's right under him. He doesn't even know. Tarchei Gabei, Shlomo HaMelech kept Ashmedai around, Ad Debanya LeBeis HaMikdash, until he finished building the Beis HaMikdash. That means, I think it took 8 years. I think 8 years. Rashi, I'm not sure if it's 4 years. That's it? Okay, again, it makes no difference. I don't know.
7 years.
What?
7 years.
Okay, 7 years. Rashi, Shiva Yoima, lastly, ain't the betuach l'chayes shiva yamim. It's interesting. Rashi doesn't say he's going to die 7 days later. He says he has no guarantee to live 7 days. Shavu l'machi yamos. Because it's tapped by oitz and gadol zov, the cast of tumim, gold and silver hidden. Tarchei gabei ichor esu shlemi l'ashmedai. Tarach b'losh narami ichor. Holding people back to the minimum of a kama. Man tarach, who should stay behind? Nisrach shmul. So Gemara there about who should go in first and last in this door. Fine.
Okay. Kept
Ashmedai
there for 7-8 years.
Uh-huh.
He had the Shomer by then, right?
It's finished. They kept him around. Like, I don't know why he kept him around. Doesn't say why he kept him around. Why he doesn't explain. I didn't see anybody say anything. Kept him till he built the Beis HaMikdash. Yemekad Abachoye L'chudei. One time, Shlomo was alone with Ashmedai. Amalai. K'siv it says in the Pasuk, K'si Avos, which means
lofty and towering are his.
The loft, because the avos re'em lay, like the loftiness of the re'em, is to Hashem. Aminan, because the avos eli malach asharis. The loftiness refers to Hashem as malachim. Re'em, elu hashedim. My revisaychem minan. Why are you better than us? Obviously, the pasuk is praising Hashem that he has shedim to carry out his mission. That means shedim have abilities the humans don't have. What do you have that we don't have? I mean, it's an interesting question because he knocked the house down with his shoulder. Right? So, and he knew what was happening in the future. He knew that it was a treasure. I'm not sure exactly what Shlomo HaMelech meant with this question. Rashi? He has the Afis and Re'emim. Lifra Purani is Mishlechusai and to punish people. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises himself with you.
You see more evil than good, right? I mean, is that what he's asking?
No. Why are you adding that? You just think, why are you better? What makes you better? What abilities do you have that humans don't have? As I'm saying, I don't understand the question, but that seems to be the question.
He says, why is God sovereign over demons mentioned in his praise and not his dominion over mankind?
What? I'm not sure who he's quoted that from.
I understand that angels are greater than man. God's praise mentioned that. But why are the Shadim mentioned and not people?
Okay. I'm Eli Shakal Shashotaminai. Remove my chain. The Havli is constantly giving me the ring. Miachvilach Rabbi Sari, and I'll show you how we're greater. Shaklai Lishashota, Minei, took away his chain. Yavla Iskasei, and he gave him the ring. Bale. Now there's a machloikus who Ashmedai swallowed. The ring or Shlomo? Tupshatim, and what he swallowed. He stuck up one of his wings all the way up to the sky, and one on the ground. And he gave Shlaim a fling for 400 parsas. He gave Shlaim an airplane ride. He landed 400 parsa away, which is the end of Eretz Yisrael. What does a person gain with all the toil that he toils under the sun? Rashi. This was my share from all my toil. My vizah. What did Shlaim HaMelech get left with? 400 parsa away. Rav Shmuel to Makloi. Chadam HaMakloi, he had his cane. The Chadam HaGundai, he had his sack.
Cloak.
That's what he says, Gundai's cloak. So, the question is, Rashi, Gundai Levushai. B'yuri Taras the Rav Hai Risi. Kudai, his flask, Makidish Ocheres Lishtis Mayim. Right. So, Hayamagzar Absachim, he was going around the door after people, Kohenka the Mata, and wherever he went, Amarnika Helis Isi Melech Hayeshor Bishulayim. I am Shlaim HaMelech. He Mata got a Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbana, Migdi, Shaita Bechadim Mosul Isarach. He keeps on repeating the same thing. He's Shlaim HaMelech, Shlaim HaMelech, Shlaim HaMelech, Shlaim HaMelech. Somebody that's like crazy doesn't keep on repeating the same thing. Amr Leila ben Yo, Kavar Lech Malka Legabei, have you been talking to the king recently? Amr Lulai, the king hasn't called me recently. Because what happened was, Ashmedai sat down on the throne. He became the king.
Did he look like someone
else? No idea. Remember, he's a shade. Comes in different shades. I don't know. So he said no. Shogulilamakavase sent to the queens to slam his wives. Does the king come to you? Shogulayin, yes, he comes and lives with us. Kasi comes. Shokula bitki bakari, can you check his legs? Seems Shadim have a different kind of legs than humans do. Amrule Shokulahu Bamuki Kasi comes wearing slippers, socks. We don't see his legs. The Katavalubin of the Sayu, and not only that, he wants us to have relationships with him even though we're needless. The Katavan Amila Basheva Ime, and he even wants his mother to have a relationship with him. Asul Shlaima. Obviously, this is whoever's sitting there is an impersonator. So they brought Shlaima. They gave him a ring and a chain again that had Hashem's name. When he went into Ashmedai, Ashmedai saw him, Parach, and he flew away. End of story. Shlaima was always afraid of Ashmedai. By the Dixiv, in the Mitzvah Shal Shlaima, Shishim Gebayrim Saviv La Megbayr Yisrael, he had 60 Gebayrim around it, Kulam Achuz Echayr Melum De Mechama, all holding swords, trained in war, Ish Harbay Ayurechay, Mipachat Balaylas, because of the fear of what could happen at night.
Because he's afraid of
Shadim? That's what it says. Afraid of Ashmedai.
So we're afraid of
Shadim
today also, and we say
Kriyat Shema. We're afraid of Mazikin. We say Kriyat Shema because of Mazikin. That's why we say it. That's what brought Malacha. We say Kriyat Shema Lamita because of Mazikin. Yashim say Israel, and all these Kabbalah are to save us from Mazikin. Yes,
100%.
No, you can say Yashim say all day.
But we say it normally.
Some people say Tillum. I know. He told me that somebody says Tillum every day. There are people that say Tillum all the time. Nothing. It's in the liturgy at night. It's also Shabbos morning in the liturgy. All those things. Last time I know, I have right, that's the thing. I have never had rubber. Also, by the way, it shouldn't happen. But when people are taken to be buried, they say Yeshua Beseser. That's the capital they say when they carry the Aron from the funeral home to the car, from the car to the grave.
They say it on behalf of the Nifter.
Uh-huh.
To protect him from
my... Uh-huh. Yes. And it's all these lakafas, there's all kinds of different things that they do. All these heebie-jeebie things to keep Mazikin away, yeah.
What is there? What exactly? Is there an explanation?
What
do you see? What do you see? What
the
deeper understanding of what is going on here?
What's wrong with the simple shot? Like, what do you need a deeper understanding of? I mean, it's always good to have deeper understandings of everything, but what exactly is bothering you in the simple shot?
The whole story is a bit bizarre. I mean.
Someone else didn't know about this Sar Shalyam. And the Sar Shalyam
didn't. What do you think? He's going to take the chain off him? Or why give him God the ring? Oh, that didn't talk about a good move. I mean, he's the wisest man in the world. I mean,
yeah. He was.
The question was definitely related. I thought there's a machlokes further there. Is Matzikim equal to Shalyam or the two different things?
I have no idea.
Isn't there a machlokas whether Shadim are coexisting?
No, there's no machlokas whether they ever existed.
If they ever existed, yeah.
But everybody besides the Rambam holds they existed and they exist. But they're not as around as they used to be. And don't ask me what that means.
But Masikin, whatever that means, are around.
Again, not as much as they used to be, but they're still around.
What is the proof to that statement that they're not as around?
How does the Rambam understand the Gemara says in, where's that Gemara when Abaya davened that they should go away? It's in Pesachim. It's in Pesachim, right? They used to come all the time. Then one Amira said they should only come around Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Then another Amira said they should never come around. So the Gemara says, but they do come around. The Gemara says they only come around when they're chasing their horses. The Gemara in Pesachim.
What does the Rambam do with the Gemara?
I told you, I don't know his answer.
What does he learn from Daikos in the Persian
Mishnah? Can't answer the questions, I don't know. They asked the Kash in the Rambam. Everybody asked in the Rambam. Again, I never went into it, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I
didn't say you say tell him. I said you told me you know somebody that says God tell him every day. I was sitting here one day early in the morning, and he told me. Okay. We even had a conversation. How long does it take to say tell him? I'll tell him. Yes.
Gemara Pesachim, though, perhaps I'm wrong all the time, as my wife points out. But I thought the Gemara Pesachim said they don't interact with us as much. I don't believe it says that.
They don't come in a yeshuv, the Gemara says.
Right, they're not around.
I just said that.
Not that they don't exist.
I didn't say that. I said they're not around as they used to be. That's what I meant to say. Where they are, I don't know. They're not around as much as they used to be. Again, and I'm going to say something, but I don't know what I'm talking about, so just take it with whatever that means. The Rabban Islam creates an equilibrium. The more giloy of Kedusha there is, the more giloy of Tumah there is. When there was Nevuah around, you needed a counterbalance to give people free choice. Because if it's stacked on one side, there's no choice. Right? Nobody chooses to put their hand in fire because it burns. You're crazy if you do that. It's not a choice. Everybody has a choice. They can put their hand in fire. Yeah, theoretically they have a choice, but nobody chooses that. Right? The Rabban Islam creates b'chira, an equilibrium. So the Gra says, when there was a Nevuah, there was the Eitz Harav Avodah Zarah. because you have to have a balance. If you have Nevuah and the Nevi'im are talking and Hashem is revealing himself, so you have to have something that pulls people away the other side to make a choice. When they took away the Yetzer Hara by the Zara, they took away the Nevuah. And so it goes in generations and generations. The less Gilu Shechina there is, the less Tumah there is. That's how the Rabbi Hashem, if not, there's no Bechira, it has to be fair. Right, so once upon a time, there was Ruach HaKadosh. No Ruach HaKadosh, but much less, right? So, then there had to be Kaychus HaTumah. There were people that could do witchcraft, that could do all kinds of different things. That was the Kaychus HaTumah. Then you had a deep, the Marshal, there were D-books that existed, right? The Chafetz Chaim still had to deal with a D-book. Now there are no D-books. All those things that were revelations of Kiddush, of holiness, are countered by Kaychus HaTumah. There's less revelation of holiness. We don't have Nisim going on around us. We don't have Baruch Hashem. We don't have D-books. And we don't have...
We have so much Tumah.
It's a different... It's not... Of course there's Tumah. But it's not a... It's not a... It's not a... What I'm trying to say is as follows. When there was a ability for Kedusha to break nature, then there was unfortunately ability of Tumah to break nature. As Kedusha has settled down to not breaking nature... So Tumah has settled down for that as well. There has to be choice. The Rebbe Hashem keeps an equilibrium. That's choice.
So I have one question on this. One says that Shishim Giborim Sovim Gibor Yisrael Kulam Chuzay Chera Mum Day Nachama. That's the way to combat the Zikim.
I have no idea. You're talking. I don't know. That's what the pasuk says. You read the same Pasuk guys.
I never understood it.
So either do I. So we'll go by. I don't know. I don't know these things. And honestly, I don't spend that much time trying to research them either. You know what I mean? I leave them alone, leave me alone, leave them alone. I'm not trying to interact. The Ramban contacted B'chashvim. Ramban writes in Chumash that he was in contact with people that do witchcraft. He wanted to know the power of witchcraft. Can they create? Can they only sell? So you had a whole shtick with that. It depends, the regular witches or the melech ha-mechashvim. And all the Ramban. So, you know, Ramban is Ramban. It's a Margaretan is, like, you know, the last thing he wants to do is interact, you know. You do your thing, leave me alone. Vaitem. Not to come out of Vaitem. Ahu Shai Tamar, right, we did it. So he's king again.
But then Avar, on the Farshim Avar, who is the Susamine? From who?
What?
Afilu Hakiha. Who was afraid of who?
Shlomo
from Ashmadai?
Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar Melech Vehejit. The Chad Amar Melech Vehejit. Melech Vehejit of Melech. Question is, did Shlomo get the same power back? The way that Mashal learns it. Shlomo was Malach al Oyoinim al Tachtoinim. Shlomo had power in the upper spheres. When he came back, did he ever get that? Or he lost that power? He had been a Melech. He became a Hedget. He returned to his position as Melech over Yisrael, but he never got that power of Malach al Oyoinim. And one of the Amos says, not true. He got everything back that he had before. He had that little interval when he was walking towards Yerushalayim, telling people that he's Shlomo HaMelech.
Along with that.
Doesn't say. Again, I didn't see anybody say. I mean, the Gemara says you can walk from the end of Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim in 15 days. That's what the Gemara says in Dinus. That they didn't daven for rain until 15 days after Sukkot, so everybody should be back in their places in Eretz Yisrael.
So nobody knew what Shlomo Bach looked like?
Again, I don't know what Ashmedai looked like.
I'm saying we get closer to Yerushalayim.
So he was a lookalike. There's somebody else on the throne. You know, whatever questions you're going to have is what we say to Kasha and myself. This is what happens.
No, I'm just saying. That's the story with Reichman. Remember that story?
I know what you're talking about.
He was walking to the hospital.
Yeah, I know. It's about that. I don't believe it's true, but anyway. He walked to the hospital. He had no idea. And he said, I'm Paul Reichman. And they said, there are a lot of people that think they're Paul Reichman in this place. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Malach of Hedjit. I'm sorry, before that. He's a very bright man, this man. Brilliant. And he has one thing that he keeps on repeating, that he was king. They have chicken feet. He never comes to us undressed. He's always wearing socks. And the Mashal says, it means he never came back to his kingdom. Now, I quite don't want to bring a raya from here, that if a sheikh lives with a lady, she doesn't become master in her husband. It doesn't say that Shlomo became master with all his wives. So I want to bring a raya, that even though a sheikh has human characteristics, but he's not a human. It's not called nus with a human. It doesn't answer, just like, and I'm just saying this as an analogy. If a woman commits bestiality, she's not master to her husband. Not considered a mises nus to answer to her husband. So if she commits, I'm living with a sheikh, she also doesn't become out to the husband. However, that's why I'm saying it's no raya, because all these ladies were sheikhig. They thought it was their husband. None of them were mechab for nus. They thought this was Shlema Melech. So there was no intention. So it could be that's why they're mutter. It gets involved if a woman's mezana b'sheikhig, whether she becomes usher to her husband. Not b'ainus, but b'sheikhig. She thinks it's mutter to be mezana. She thinks it's not znus.
To Israel.
To Israel. Well, that's the shaila. So someone to bring a raya from this Gemara that a shade is not a human and doesn't answer. Someone to say it's not a raya because it was a shaking. So again, we'll leave that question unanswered. They didn't know it was a shade. They thought it was their husband.
That's an
onis. No, onis means when you do it by force. Not force. Nobody forced them. I have no idea what Shadim are. The Gemara says that they traveled on Shabbos. Yosef Shida brought a halacha that was said in Surah in the morning, and it was born Erevin, and in the afternoon they knew it in Arda, so the Gemara thought Eliyahu HaNavi brought it. When the Gemara wanted to prove Eliyahu HaNavi is not bound by Tchumim, the Gemara says, no, maybe it was Yosef Shida. He learned the halacha in the morning in Surah, and he came in the afternoon. We don't understand this. The shade came and taught them halacha that Rav said in the Beis Medrash in Surah, and came to Shmuel's Beis Medrash it's Shabbos afternoon, and he said, you know what Rav said this morning? And he told them over what Rav said this morning, and they trusted him.
I mean, no, he's not an ish. I mean, he's not
a... I told you, that's the shaila, that right. Yes.
I mean, I don't see how there could be any shaila about whether or not a shade is a human in that it's explicit in
three ways they're like a human, and three ways like a malach. When it comes to procreation, they're human.
That's
part of a Ravim Kunei Adam.
They procreate. We don't know how they
Exactly. I have no idea.
It's, I mean,
absolutely, and I don't plan to write a book about Shadim. I really don't plan to do research on them. I'll let somebody else have the honors of doing all the research on the Shadim.
Great. Our school corpus.